Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. I'm your host, Valerie A. Campbell. Welcome to this lounge. Beautiful newcomers, I welcome you. Old comers, current comers, you know I love you. Ask yourself right now, what do I want? Because I want you focused on what you want, because what you focus on expands. And I want expansion of the good in your life. So do not focus on what you do not want, because you will then delete out of your experience what you do want. So come in. Focus on what you want and leave all that other nonsense at the door. Come in and sit down. So it's the last day of the month of March 2021. And I'm just sitting here, just meditating with the Lord and just thanking Him for this beautiful universe that has been perfectly orchestrated. When you think about the power of God, His power literally holds the entire universe together. This planet Earth hurtling through space and time, and everything perfectly orchestrated to work so efficiently. And I was thinking that our God is such an efficient God. He's such an intelligent God. And God works smart. He doesn't work hard. He works smart. And if we are an offspring of God, in other words, made in His image, as we would say in England, a chip of the old block, then that also means that we should also work smart and not hard. When you think about how intricate our innards are, how our body works, how each cell has its DNA, how each cell in our body is coded for the work, for the purpose for which it was intentioned. The cells in the kidneys work different from the cells in the brain, and the cells in the brain work differently from the cells in the feet. And all of these exchange of liquids within us, perfectly orchestrated. You go there, you go there. And yet we're here, breathing. Breathing, because the breath of God is within us. And when you go against the perfect harmony that God has created, this perfect orchestration, when you go against the laws that God has in place, then your life doesn't work that good. And so I've been here, 50 years on this planet. And I've realized that when you go against these spiritual laws, your life doesn't flow. So what are these spiritual laws, just to name a few? Well, we know about the law of gravity, don't we? Whether you believe it or not, whether you believe in gravity or not, if you jump off a building, you're going to break something. That we do know. Okay, when we think about the law of lift, you think about the Wright brothers that created a plane, a hunk of metal that lifted into the sky. How was that possible? Because they studied nature. They thought about the birds and how they flapped their wings. They looked at nature. They looked at laws of nature. And when they worked in harmony with the laws of nature, guess what? They were able to take that hunk of metal into the sky. When we think about the law of attraction, essentially what you put out there is what you get back. Yes, the law of intention, what you put out there, what you write on the world, what you write on that blank canvas of your mind reflects right back at you. You reap what you sow. You see, there are laws that govern this universe. And when you work in perfect harmony with it, your life is in flow. So this week I've been particularly taking time to focus on my breathing, because even when you think about your breathing, you breathe in and you breathe out. See the perfect flow. When you think about the sea, it ebbs in and it ebbs out. And I've been imagining myself as water. When you think about water, the way it flows and it adapts and it takes shape and it goes into the nooks and crannies. However, when it hits resistance, it becomes stagnant. Water becomes stagnant, doesn't it? Because it's not been allowed to flow. So that's how your life should be. Your life should be in flow. Imagine yourself as water. At the beginning of this year, I began watching the life story of Bruce Lee. And that was one of the things that he said. You should imagine yourself as if you are water, constantly in flow. And what does that mean? It means that when your mindset, whenever you have thoughts of resistance, that means you're not in flow. There's something that's blocking you from moving forward. What you can do is to change your perspective. Ask yourself, I can feel this resistance inside of me. How can I look at this situation different to remove that feeling? You see, the way we feel tells us if we are on track to what we want or not on track to what we want. When we're feeling good, it acts as an emotional barometer saying, yes, you are on track to your destination. But when you're feeling bad, you're feeling this resistance inside of you, that's a no-no sign. That means you need to check that. Look at the situation and think, how can I look at this situation that makes me feel as if I am in peace? And one of the ways in which I do that, in fact, it's the only way, is I look at a situation and I think, I'm not going to lean on my understanding of this situation, because the way I'm looking at it is not the whole story. It's only a perspective. So there's something about my perspective which isn't quite serving me right now. And so what I do is I follow the verse in God's word that says, lean not on your own understanding. And that makes perfect sense to me, because if I cannot see the whole picture and I believe in a God that created this masterpiece of a cosmos who is all-knowing, and I lean my understanding on him, on that energy, then what it then causes me to do is to detach myself from what I am looking at from my eyes. It causes me to let go of it, let go of the outcome, and allow God's universe to do its thing and to just watch it unfold. And once I let go of that, if you want to call it judgment, in fact, then I find myself in peace again. So what are you judging today? What is it that you're looking at today that is causing you resistance inside? You see, you can only control so much, but you have to let go and let God deal with those things that you simply cannot control. You see, your job is just to ask. Just ask and allow the answer to come to you from a plethora of different avenues that you perhaps you couldn't possibly conceive. You see, there is so much more that lies beyond your perspective. There are trillions of ways that God can answer your prayer, and it will come to you in a package that you least expected. That's why I often say that when you're looking for your partner, or you put out that intention that this is how you want to feel in a relationship, don't get fixated on how you feel that those feelings are going to come to you. Don't get fixated on how you feel that package of a man or package of a woman is going to come to you. Because ultimately it's about how you want to feel. And often you think that that package, remember, you know, the blonde hair or the brunette or the blue eyes or the dark eyes or whatever it is, you think you're going to get that through that package, but not necessarily. You see, we ask God for what we want in spirit, and He responds to us in spirit. Haven't you ever met a person, perhaps you prejudged them by the way that they look, and then when you spoke to that person, they were one of the most loveliest people that you've ever spoken to? Or it could even be vice versa. Somebody who you met who's beautifully packaged on the outside, but when you speak to them, their spirit is dark. You see, never judge somebody by the outside. Never judge a book by its cover. You see, it's the content. God delivers you the content. So when you ask God for something, keep your antennae out wide. Keep an alertness out wide, ready to receive the answer. You see, a lot of y'all, you ask God for something, you put your prayers out there, but you're not alert for the response. And then you say that your prayer is not answered. You don't know from whence your answer is going to come from. You just do not know. And oftentimes, the answer to your prayer is done via a sequence of events that leads you to the answer to your prayer. A sequence of events that unfolds, that guides you to your answer. So what are you asking God for today? You know, it's all about your mindset. It's all about your mindset. I remember growing up and, you know, I wanted techniques on how to be rich. How to be rich. And I would go to a plethora of seminars and they would say, do this or use this vehicle or use this vehicle to get financial freedom. And they would really downplay the mindset of things. But I think that now it's turned around where people are realizing that the mindset, I would have to say, is 80%, if it could be even more, of how to achieve what you want to achieve. The vehicle, once you've given that vehicle, it's your mindset that drives the vehicle. It's your mindset that drives that train. Because you could drive a train and crash it, or you could drive it in the right direction, right? So where are you? See, you have to remember that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. not a human being that sometimes has a spiritual experience. No, you are a spiritual being. And so even though you're in this world, walking amongst people who are not conscious of who they are, their awareness is locked into what they perceive as logic, because that's what they've been told, that's what they've been indoctrinated with, that's what they've been educated on. And so therefore they use their logic from that place, from that understanding. But the thing is, who are you without your logic? Who are you? You are a spiritual being. And when you can walk in this world amongst wolves, amongst people who are not aware of who they are or where they're going, and you walk with this awareness, it's almost like you're Neo in the movie The Matrix, walking through this world and you're looking around thinking, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And so what ought to be your mindset? Well, as a spiritual being, that is the truth of who you are. You know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. You know, this vehicle that carries our spirit is not going to be around for much longer. There's a time limit on it. So how ought you to be whilst you're walking in this world? You know, this morning I woke up and Psalm 23 came to my mind. And I guess that's why I'm on a spiritual tip this morning, sharing what I tend to do in the morning. In the morning, I tap into that spiritual essence of who I am, the truth of who I am. And I start the day by asking God for direction and guidance this day. It's the place where I state my intention. I put it out there into God's universe, into this field of infinite possibilities. And I let God do its thing. I do the asking and God deals with the how. And all I need to do is stay alert to it. So this morning I was thinking about Psalm 23. And I thought, as I read it, you're probably very familiar with Psalm 23. And I really sat there and absorbed the words of it. And I thought, this encapsulates my mindset. It feeds my soul. And I want it to feed your soul today. I'm going to break it down. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In other words, the Lord is my guide. He's my best friend. He's got my back. I shall not want, which means I shall not lack. I do not lack anything. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. In other words, rest your head. You have perfect peace. I'm here. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You see, I'm in a state of peace. He restoreth my soul. In other words, all of that stuff that I've been indoctrinated with, you've been indoctrinated with from your youth growing up, from which your logic comes from, he's saying he is going to restore your soul, if you allow him, with the truth of who you are, if you put your eyes on him. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He leads me down a path that will benefit me, that will benefit you, for his name's sake. because he created you and he has an intention for you. You see, he created you for a purpose. So in his name's sake, he will lead you down a path that will benefit you. Path of righteousness. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though I'm in this world and I'm walking about amongst people who are not conscious of who they are, and because of that they're doing wickedness, they're pillaging the land, there are diseases that are caused, there is greed, there is famine. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Why should I fear any evil when God is with me? Why? He has my back. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So when I look at his rod and his staff, metaphorically speaking, I know he's got me. That's there to protect me. It comforts me. And then there's more. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So despite what is going on, they can go on with whatever they're dealing with. God is preparing a table for me in their presence. Wow. A table full of abundance. A feast for me. Because my eyes are on him. And he's doing this in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. You put oil on my head, acknowledging me as your child. A child that has come back. And my cup runneth over. You know what's beautiful about God? Your cup always runs over when you're with him. He always gives you more than you need. There is always excess. Imagine sitting in a place at a table with a bountiful feast in front of you. You lack for nothing. Wouldn't you feel total and utter peace? Your cup is running over. You've got more than you need, excess. And then the psalm continues, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Wow. When you've got that power behind you, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Imagine having that mindset. Imagine viewing your life here on earth through that mindset, that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, because God has me. This universe that God has created has my perfect back when I work in harmony with its spiritual laws. And then the psalm concludes, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's read those last four lines. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? So, what is Psalm 23 talking about here? That is your mindset. In your mindset, because you're a spiritual being, that is where your mind ought to be. Can you imagine if everyone thought like that? Everyone believed that there is no lack, that there is only overflow. Can you imagine how we would relate to one another? We would truly see each other as a brother and a sister, because there wouldn't be that thinking of, I need to take from you so that I can have because I don't have enough. No, because you have a mindset that your cup overflow, you would relate to your brother in a completely different way. In fact, it would be a heart-to-heart connection. You would see that you are not separate as the world would have you think. The source of our pain is separation. That is the source of our pain. You see, this world that we're living in, you have to have a mind that is sound. Because if you do not have a sound mind, it can take you over the edge. And so find yourself rooted in the Word of God. Begin to personally develop yourself and upbuild your inner man, that inner spirit. Because once your mindset is right, everything else will fall into place. And you have to affirm this word in you every single day. I am enough. I am abundant. You see, in this world, we think in things of lack and gain. So if I use the example of 10 CDs, you know, the physical CDs, if I had 10 in my hand and I gave you one, you look at it in the physical world as that I now have 9. Okay, that's the logic of this world. But in this spiritual world, it operates like a digital download. If I download one music, I don't have one less. In fact, there is infinity. And that's how it is when you're looking at things from the spiritual world. There is no lack. You know, the fact that we are not separate means that when you give, you in fact receive. When you give, you receive. I want you as an exercise to observe that today. Give somebody a tangerine, an orange, a satsuma, a piece of fruit. And I want you to just as an exercise, observe what happens. Sometimes we get fixated and we think that if we give somebody something, that thing is going to return back to us through that person. But no, what you'll find is that item or thing will come back to you from another expression of God. Because we are all expressions of God. We are all expressions of love, because God is love. That is our true nature. So do that exercise today. Put something out there. Put something in someone's hand. The word tells us it's better to give than to receive. But both is just as equally important when you really think about it. Yeah? It's not saying that one is less equal. But once you give and you receive. You know, some of you all, you're not very good at receiving. But when you do not receive, and I had to practice this one, I'm actually denying the person the gift of giving.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and Money Making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.